Ali Mosley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Feels like pre-Christmas. What is it, Christmas Eve?
What about the fields for tomorrow? Let's get stuck into it. So much content, so little time. The TJ Smith, who wins and why?
Oh, I think Giga Kick, purely off that first up run that we saw him in, he had no luck and should have won. He should almost be unbeaten, that horse. And I went and saw him Tuesday morning and had a chat with Clayton, and he is just, the way that he's come on, even from the last time I saw him, he's just developed so much. He's put on so much muscle, and he was honestly like a coiled spring. Clayton was doing some laps with him up at JT's at Randwick, and he was looking so well and feeling so well. So I think it sets up well for him, it maps well for him off that first up run. I just think he will be the one to take the crown off Nature Strip. I think it'll almost be like a changing of the guard.
What about in the Doncaster Alley?
So I've gone with Ossipenko, actually, now that Ossipenko's got a run. So, I mean, we know what the Doncaster's like. It's always such a tricky race to piece together, and, you know, you've got such differing form lines and such different aged horses. And so I'm going with the three-year-old, the up-and-coming three-year-old, who hasn't had a heap of luck with his preparation. As we know, he got scratched with a temp, and then probably didn't have any luck when he went around in the George Rider behind Animo and Fangirl. But I just think that he's the progressive one of the field. He's way over the odds. Mick D is going to ride him, I think, at 49 or a kilo or a half kilo over. And as an each-way bet at $13, I think Ossipenko will be the one there in the Doncaster. But, again, it's such a tricky race. You can't discount Mr. Brightside, particularly coming in off a win in the All-Star Mile. Even the likes of Fangirl, who's going phenomenally well this prep, and she's overdue for a run. She just makes me a little bit nervous whether she can put it all together. And then Communist, even. I like Communist at the value. So it's, you know what the Doncaster's like. It's always such a tricky one, but I'll go with Ossipenko.
Someone had 55,000 with Tab on Sharp and Smart to win the Derby yesterday. It wasn't you, was it?
Might have been. If I had 55, I'll tell you what, if I had 55,000 to throw around, I probably would have done it. yeah, look, I think Barrier 17, everyone's been worried about, but he's just a horse that makes his own luck. A good, tough Kiwi. We saw what he was able to do there in the Spring Champion Stakes last prep when he came out here and had a really rough go of it. Nothing went right for him. He is just a tough horse, and I think that Barrier 17 isn't going to be any issues for him. So Sharp and Smart, I think, is one of my best for the day, actually, despite him drifting and the market thinking that maybe there's a bit of danger there. But probably the biggest danger to him, if you're looking at one, is the other Kiwi there in Mark Twain.
Can anyone beat Cylinder in English size?
I don't think so. I think he's just, you know, that was his race to win as well, the Golden Slipper, and he just came up against a horse that was probably, you know, had more things go right for him, not to discount Shinzo's win, but I think certainly I had Cylinder on top in the sires. I think he will be the one to beat coming out of the slipper. It's hard to look anywhere but at him, and he was sort of on the up. Every time I see him, he just gets better and better, particularly, say, when you see him behind the barriers. He just seems to settle every time I see him. He gets into a beautiful, like, just relaxed state that I didn't see from him in his first few starts. So that's probably the biggest tick for me. So I don't think anything will be able to beat Cylinder. I know he's short, so I don't like tipping really short horses, but I think he'll be very, very hard to beat. If anything is going to take it up to him, I actually like each way Cafe Millennium, the big boy. I think he'll be much better over this trip, going out to 1400. He's a horse who needs a lot of room. They're going to put a barrier extension on him, which is crazy to think for a two-year-old. But yeah, I think Cylinder will win, and then Cafe Millennium will run a really nice race behind him.
Who are your best bets?
So I think, well, Sharp and Smart certainly is one of them. I think he'll run an enormous, enormous race. I think Talbragar in the Country Championships final is the one to beat there. Then in the Adrian Knox, I've gone with Sequestered for James Cummings and James McDonald. And I don't know, I think this is the reason that I'm just having a bit of a crack here in the chairman's quality, because it is so open and it's anyone's race. I've landed on Normandy Bridge off his last run, and the reason being is I thought maybe it was a bit of a hidden run. It began awkwardly from his wide gate and settled well off the pace, but he ran home strongly, running the best last 200 metres. And so I just I think he's a big improver to come out of that, should he have got favourable conditions, which I think perhaps he'll get here in the barrier, obviously, is the query. But he's my value bet there in race three in the chairman's quality. That's Normandy Bridge.
Love it. I'll repeat all these, and they'll all be on Bet's Friends as well on the Tab app, Ali's Picks.
I think I've got to get some in for Muscklebrook today, guys, because I think we might as well try and start well. Should he not be a barrier rogue, I'm hoping that Rhythm is a Dancer can get the job done in race one at Muscklebrook. And then onto the Muscklebrook Cup, on the backup, so that's Bjorn Baker and Rachel King combining here. She's on the backup from last week out of Saturday at Rose Hill Gardens. Didn't quite go right for her, but she battled away and ran third. She's a proven second-up performer on a soft track coming out of a metro race. So Aisha, I think, is way overs in the Muscklebrook Cup today.
Yeah, and she's $19 the win and $5 the place. Ali, thanks so much. Have a great weekend and a great day tomorrow.